Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We want to welcome in Themis Claridis, a former Republican leader at the State House and former Senate candidate. Hi, Themis.
Good morning, Brian.
That was a heck of a night. What do you think?
I know. I think what we saw was, people saying, I've had enough. And I think that nationally, when you see the numbers that we saw, you can look at Connecticut as a microcosm in a sense. I mean, I would look to Connecticut and I'd look to Miami-Dade County, meaning in Connecticut, Harris won by 10 points. But 4 years ago, Biden won by 20. So this is not always about winning something. It's about not losing by as much, right?
Yeah.
So just that's a huge difference, And then you look at Miami-Dade County. In 2016, Hillary Clinton won by 30 points. And it's a heavily Latino area. And Donald Trump won it last night. I mean, these are just shifts. Now, I can't tell you these are going to be long-term shifts, but what I do know is people are just sick and tired. And they can talk about all the bad things that everybody has mentioned about Donald Trump, and they can sit down and say, I don't really like the guy, but I can't afford to pay for my groceries. And so we need a change. And I think people just overlooked everything else and just focus on the things that affected them, because I think the message and the argument about why he's bad, we missed one extra argument in that, and why he's bad affects you. And I think it was the affects you part that was the problem.
Yeah. It really seems like the Democratic Party has lost the middle class and the working class vote. And I think the unions are some examples of that, too. I think it's going to be it's going to be fascinating thinking about, I mean, how honest. And I texted somebody this morning who is an insider. A lot of times when I talk to people in both parties, they are delusional is a little strong, but they're so ensconced in their world that they don't see the forest for the trees, right? And so I wonder how honest the Democratic establishment will be with itself over what happened last night.
Well, I mean, I think they owe it to themselves and their constituencies to really reassess. You know, I think we see pendulum shifts oftentimes, and as the pendulum starts to shift a little more, a little more, a little more, and at a certain point, it always does itself in because it goes too far. And I think that it went too far this time, and this is the election where people finally said, like, I'm done. We need some recalibration here. And I want somebody who cares about me. And Donald Trump is certainly not the traditional choice for somebody you would think cares about me. But compared to Kamala Harris and the Democrats and their woke agenda and their extremism, I think people just thought it went too far finally.
Yeah, we're talking with Themis Claridis.
I wanted to bring it back.
With talking with Themis Claridis, former Republican leader in the House and former Senate candidate. Let's talk locally, because it looks like the Democrats will pick up some seats in the state legislature, veto-proof majority. And obviously 2017 and that budget deal, you were a part of it. And do you feel like if that happens, is that structure of the way it is now in jeopardy?
Well, I think it is, but also remember one thing that we don't usually touch upon. Veto-proof majorities in the House and the Senate are not good for the majority party, and they're not good for the governor.
Correct.
No governor wants that. And so I think...
Well, he doesn't want to get overridden by his own party.
Right, right. And so I think that's going to take some more recalibration on the part of the Democrats in Connecticut and the House, the Senate, and the governor's office to figure out how they're going to legislate and how they're going to govern if that happens. So right now we have it appears, these numbers really aren't final, but in the state Senate, it seems Brian Fazio won and Tony Wong won. Those were two races that everybody was watching closely. So those are two hold seats in the Senate, and Lisa Seminara in the Avon-Canton area. Those numbers aren't final, but that may be a loss, which means they would be down one, but they were already veto-proof in the Senate. In the House, we had, it appears to be, two losses in eastern Connecticut, in East Lyme, Waterford area, but we gained a seat in Greenwich, you know, which is also interesting compared to how much Trump lost Greenwich by 4 years ago.
Yeah, Greenwich
was,
became
25 points.
Yeah, and it was totally, and, totally blue, and that is a big flip.
You know, and Fazio and Tina Corpus, a nice Greek girl, I have to plug the Greeks as usual, won one of the House seats, you know, but we lost a seat in Stratford. We're losing, we appears to have lost a seat in East Lyme, in Waterford, you know, and that could, when that's all said and done, that could bring it to a veto-proof majority.
So back to the original question, Themis, then. I mean, you really think that the Democrats at the state capitol are going to go after tweaking this?
You and I have talked about that many times.
Yep.
And that has always been my fear. And I've seen it slightly erode people's opinions and thoughts on it. Well, they're already doing it anyway, and they're already trying to erode it. Well, take a position and take a stand on it. You know, take a stand on it. I mean, I know the governor supports the guardrails. You know, everybody has to understand that the state of Connecticut puts themselves in a bad place, and it took many years to get there fiscally. And those guardrails in 2017 really put Connecticut back on track and in the right direction. You know, and I don't know what's going to happen. I fear you're correct. But I implore every person up there, Republican or Democrat, to understand there are a lot of things we can disagree on. This should not be one of them.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fascinating topic, and I never thought something like this would fascinate me, because, you know, I do think it's true, though. And some of the elements of the deal, you know, the levels and the lines are seemingly arbitrary. So I do understand the intellectual concept of maybe moving them a little bit. But I also see how far Connecticut's come fiscally, and you'd much rather be in this position than any other. So it's going to be a fascinating debate. We got to run, Themis. Come in soon so we can deconstruct a bunch of other stuff. We'll set something up.
Would love to.
All right. Good luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.